GMA Medical Alert. Can diet sodas make you gain weight? There have been studies suggesting among humans that consumption of diet sodas laden with artificial sweeteners actually increase the risk of weight gain and health problems. And now a new study from Purdue University with rats may tell us why. It seemed like a fluke, not so. Here's Dr. Marie Savard, our contributing physician. It's great to have you here this morning. All right, what are we talking about? How many diet sodas?
We're talking about as little as one can, one 12-ounce can of diet soda a day, increase the risk of health problems, weight gain, metabolic syndrome by 30-40%.
Now, see, this seems like a fluke, and everyone would say it's just that you're eating more because you have the diet soda, so you can eat the French fries, and that's what's going on. But you say this new study says no.
We think it's more than that. We've heard, and we've certainly controlled for behavior, but you can't completely control for behavior in a population study. But in this rat study, they specifically looked at rats in terms of how much diet, you know, how much diet foods that they consumed, and it seemed that it revved up their metabolism in a way normally such that they then blunted it when they started eating the diet foods. There's something about diet foods that changes your metabolism, changes your brain chemistry.
So you think that it's changing the body physically to react to actual sugar in a different way, to act to food in a different way?
Yes. Anything that you put in your mouth, your body has a strong reaction to it. It's much more than just counting calories. And it seems that normally with sweet foods that we rev up our metabolism to prepare for that calorie load. What happens when you put a diet food in your mouth? Your taste buds taste sweet, but then there's no calorie load that comes with it. There's some kind of a mix match here, and it seems that it changes your brain chemistry in
some
way.
Could be confusing it. And you're talking about the sweetener. It's not really the soda, because sweetener, artificial sweetener in anything could do that, right?
Well, we don't know, but the truth is we're putting artificial sweetener in so many more things, in water, in yogurts, in all sorts of foods, and the assumption is it's the sweet taste followed by no calories that changes or confuses our brain and our metabolism.
Well, you know, the industry has issued a statement saying previous studies in humans have shown that low-calorie sweeteners are indeed beneficial for weight control. That's the Calorie Control Council. So there have been studies that seem to show it does help you lose weight?
There have been small studies. There are two large studies recently, over 18,000 people followed from 5 to 9 years, where they found healthy adult people consuming as little as one diet drink a day could increase the risk of metabolic syndrome, pre-heart disease, and weight gain by 30-40% or more.
You're talking about one a day, but take a look at this. This is on average what each of us consumes a year in diet sodas, and you're saying by and large people either don't drink them at all or drink three or four
Absolutely.
A day. So 163 a year. What are we to do now? Should you stop automatically? And if you stop completely, does it change your metabolism back?
You know who's dependent on it, who can't get off the stuff. I saw that in my practice. The truth is, if you're consuming a drink or more a day, you know it. You know that you're taking it, and you really have to think about eliminating it, because you're probably the very person who needs to change those health behaviors to prevent the diabetes, heart disease, and stroke.
So you're really saying stop them?
Absolutely. If you're just taking it once in a while, fine, no big deal. But if you're consuming one or more drinks a day, you should rethink what you're doing. You might be negating that whole reason you're taking it in the first
place. You think your system will go back if you stop?
Well, the hope is once you actually get yourself off the artificial sweet taste, that your brain will reset. We need more research. We really need to understand what it is about that sweet taste, our taste buds, that trigger changes in metabolism.
What will I do? What will I do? I mean, I wouldn't know how to make it through the day without them.
People, you know what? It's common sense. People either love diet sodas and they know that they're kind of dependent on it, or they're not. And I think the reality is we have to rethink what this artificial stuff does to us. And even if it's in water, it may not be so good.
All right. Am I really going to be reduced to water in the morning? I don't know. Anyway, thank you so much. This is Real Wake Up.